Welcome everyone to the Church at Texas. I have a very, very important passage of scriptures that I need to give to you. It's about not sinning anymore. You can't not continue to sin after you have come and laid your life down and received Christ Yeshua Jesus' life and received the gift of the Holy Spirit after your baptism, and that's called being born again. In other words, you're a new creature in Christ. The old things have passed away, and behold, the new things now. Sin should not have any part of your life in you once you are born again. Now, if you continue and you're having issues with sin, doing wrong, when you know right from wrong and you just continue to do wrong, you know that your flesh is in control of your life, not the Holy Spirit of God. Because those who are born of God cannot sin. Now, this is written in 1 John chapter 5 in verse 18. We know that whosoever is born of God does not sin. But he that is regenerated and born again of God keeps himself, and that wicked one, the devil, cannot touch you. Now, we need to learn what Scripture is and what it means, and that's just exactly what it means. This is a powerful Scripture. Now, most of you have been taught that you're going to sin all your life. That's bull. That is not truth. That's untruth. That's a lie. The truth is this, Romans 3:25, Jesus, who God has set forth as a satisfaction through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness. We have no righteousness. When you receive the life of Christ and his righteousness, you receive his righteousness, not your own. For the remission, for the forgiveness of sins that are past. So when you're born again, everything you've done wrong is forgiven and cast away. You don't ever have to worry about that. What you have to do from the day that you've received the God Spirit in you and been born again, you have to walk in the newness of life. And that means walking without sin. And you can do that by the power of the Holy Spirit. You cannot do that if you're still in your flesh. And the guilty part of and the part that's going to destroy you is this in Hebrews 10:26-27. For if you sin willfully, you know right and you do wrong, that's willful sin. That's not acceptable to God. After you have received the knowledge of the truth of right and wrong, there remains no more sacrifice for sins. That means you've got to carry that sin. And you take it where? You're right here at this next scripture. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment, the judgment day is what you're going to fear then, and a fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. Now, this is serious, serious, serious business. I mean, the most serious business that you're gonna have to deal with in your life on earth. And if you don't deal with it correctly, you're going to face a terrible judgment day, and God's going to be down hard on you, because when you know truth and you know right from wrong, there is no excuse for doing wrong if you're born again. Now, if you're in the flesh, you're going to do that. You can't do that. You can't help but do that. And that was the problem with the old people in the Old Testament. They could not obey God because they were living in the flesh. The Holy Spirit, the born-again experience, was not given to man until Yeshua Jesus rose and was glorified. And then the Holy Spirit was given to those who receive it. And you have to receive that. If you haven't received it, you got to do it today. And you got to stop sinning. Quit doing what's wrong and start doing what's right according to God's Word and His law. So I implore you, quit sinning, repent, and be born again.